The original research article entitled Blood-Brain Barrier Disruption and Sustained Systemic Inflammation in Individuals with Long COVID-Associated Cognitive Impairment was authored by Green and Connolly et al. From the University of Medicine and Health Sciences in Ireland. It was published in the Nature Neuroscience Journal on the 22nd of February 2024. Brain fog, a common symptom of COVID-19, includes headaches, fatigue, malaise, and altered consciousness. It may result from the blood-brain barrier breakdown, allowing serum components and cytokines into the brain. This study investigated blood-brain barrier breakdown in COVID-19 and its role in brain fog in long COVID. The study participants included 76 adults aged 18 and above who had had COVID-19, both with and without neurological symptoms, and 25 healthy controls. Those with pre-existing neurological conditions were excluded. Blood samples were taken, and markers of inflammatory response, coagulation, and blood-brain barrier dysfunction were profiled. To study the blood-brain barrier more directly, dynamic contrast-enhanced MRI scans were undertaken on 10 people who had recovered from COVID-19, 11 people with long COVID, and 11 people with long COVID with brain fog. Significant differences in inflammatory markers like interferon gamma, GCSF, and protein S were found between controls and those who had COVID-19, especially in moderate and severe cases. Higher levels of S100 beta, B fibroblastic growth factor, interleukin-13, and monocyte chemoattractant protein 1 were linked to COVID-19 severity, age, and comorbidities in those with brain fog. Dynamic contrast-enhanced MRI scans revealed increased blood-brain barrier leakage and structural changes in long COVID patients with brain fog, especially in the temporal and frontal lobes, compared to long COVID patients without brain fog and recovered patients. Elevated levels of interleukin 1RA, interleukin 1 beta, and transforming growth factor beta, along with higher blood coagulation markers, were also found in long COVID patients with brain fog. Transcriptome analysis showed increased activity in pathways related to T-cell differentiation and transforming growth factor beta signaling, and decreased activity in platelet function genes. Blood cells from brain fog patients showed increased adhesion to brain endothelial cells, indicating ongoing inflammation and blood-brain barrier dysfunction. The authors suggested the need for long-term research to understand blood-brain barrier changes and develop treatments to protect blood-brain barrier integrity in long COVID patients. The authors acknowledged the limitations of their study, including small sample size and the absence of cerebrospinal fluid samples, but conclude that their findings provide valuable insights, and they recommend further investigation with larger groups.